Chovso Ein Zokvua. He holds no. Ner Chanukah, the Ikka Mitzvah is to light it. Once you lit it, even though it goes out, you still Mekayim the Mitzvah. You don't have a Chiyuv to light it again. So you don't have to worry about maybe you go out and you won't light it again, you Mekayim the Mitzvah anyway. Abba Yosef holds a mutter l'shtamish l'oira. He holds an Ner Chanukah is not osir, but it's mutter to have a no from it. So on Shabbos, we're afraid while you're reading from this light, you'll come to move around the light. So therefore, you can't use these shemonim on Shabbos. Strashi ain zokuk lo hilkach b'chol shari. B'chol it's mutter. Now, Avad Pshita, we're talking about these type of shemen, that's a possibility that it will light half an hour. Like Avad Avad, if you know when you first light it's Vadi going to go out in 2 minutes, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is it has to light for half an hour. The Kof saying zokuk lo means you lit it with a type of shemen that's possible it will light, possible to go out. But since it's possible it will light, so therefore you're Mekayim the mitzvah. Now when it goes out, you're not Mechuyif to light it again. Therefore, in the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to use these shemonim. But on Shabbos, we're afraid, since you're allowed to have anor from it, we're afraid while you're having anor, you'll come to fix the wicks. Therefore, it's awesome. Right, what's the halacha though? Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Masna. V'yamer lo Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav. What does Rav say the halacha is? Psilois u'shmonim shomer chomem e madlikim ben b'shabbos. All the psul now mishnah, these type of wicks, these type of shemen, halacha is madlikim behem b'chanukah. You're allowed to use them for ner chanukah. Bein v'chel, bein b'shabbos. Zion the middle of the week, and Zion Shabbos chanukah. What's the tam? Omer Rav Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, what's Rav tam? Ksovar we hold, halacha we hold, kovsa ein zokaklo. Abi, when you lit the menorah at the beginning, it was such shemen that was possible to light for half an hour, then later it goes out by itself, you're not mechuyav to light it again. Kov sein zok glo. Weiter also the osel shtamish liyoro. It's even in the middle of the week. And pshit on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have anor from the Ner Chanukah like we hold. That's why we'll soon see we have a shamish next to the Ner Chanukah. Because you're not allowed to have anor from the Ner. So mele on Shabbos there's no xerio come to play around with the Neris on Shabbos. Because it's also to have anor from it on Shabbos. So therefore you're allowed to use these bad shemonim and these bad wicks on Shabbos. Chanukah. Amru Rabbonin Kaimed Dabayo Mishmeid Reb Yirmiyo. Hey, the Rabbonin told over this psak, Rav's psak, he told it over to Abaya in the name of Reb Yirmiyo. Well, like Kiblo, Abaya wasn't a kablot. He still held that it was Osir. Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Amru Rabbonin Kaimed Dabayo, they said over the same halacha Nochmol to Abaya Mishmeid Reb Yechinen. They told it over the name of Reb Yechinen. He Kiblo. And now Abaye was mekabel this halacha. So what? That you're allowed to use these postle shmonim and these postle psilois for Chanukah. Omar and Abaye said on himself, Izakoy, if I would have had a schus, you should know, gemirte l'shmaite mikora. I would have been mekabel, learned this halacha for you. When they first told me this halacha, I should have been mekabel it then. For the Gemara of Gomro, he learned it now. My nafkimini would have learned it before. He knows it now. He knows the halacha now. My nafkimini when he learned it. So the Gemara name, Nafkimina Legirsa Diankusa. The earlier you learn something, the more you remember it and know it. There's a Milo from Girsa Diankusa. What you learn young, you don't forget. So Abaye felt bad, he should have learned this before. The earlier he would have known it, the longer he would have remembered it. So it's called still Girsa Diankusa, it's Kedai to learn it. Trashiv Le Kiblosh Le Choshvu Lismech Advarv. It's Abaye was a Mekabel from Reb Yirmiyah. Lady heard from Reb Yirmiyah's Mekabelit. So the Izakoi. I would have learned it like my first learnings. What's nafkimina? Gisa the ankusa miskayim yoisim mishal zikna. When you learn something when you're young, you remember it much more than you learn something when you're old. So he says he would have been zeich. He would have learned it first, learned it much earlier. Right. So the Gemara, is this true? Because saying zokaglo, is that true? That after Ner Chanukah goes out, you have luchia to light it again, or reminu have a kasha. Mitzvah, so when is the zman, when is the mitzvah to light the Ner Chanukah? Mishatishka achama. The mitzvah to light is by shkiyat achama. So that's the shayla. Does it mean the beginning is shkiyat, the end is shkiyat? Does it mean sesek echovim? Or the Rambam shit and the goy and the groh shit is shkiyat him is tchila shkiyat. Supposed to light the Ner Chanukah at the beginning is shkiyat. But that's when the mitzvah starts. How long does it go? Ad shetichla regula min ashuk. Until the amount of time that people stop walking in the shuk. We usually say that's a half an hour. The first half an hour, we have to shkia, that's when people are still walking, and then people stop walking. So the havminer is, the mitzvah has to be lit this whole half an hour. So how could you say if your nair goes out the first 10 minutes? you don't have to light it again. Here it's mashma, the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is that the Ner should be lit this whole half an hour, this whole time from Shkia until Shetichla Rega Menashuk. The more my love, the kofsa hodamadglo, the Brisa means to say that if the Ner goes out, does the mitzvah fast go light it again, it should be lit, the Pirsum Nisa should be this whole time. So the Gemara loy, Atayipshan, this man is the loy adlik madlik. This is the man when you're allowed to light the Ner Chanukah. This half an hour is the man to light. Let's say a person didn't chop around and write the first 5 minutes, the first 10 minutes, the first 15 minutes. He's still allowed to light the Ner. Mashma Femeel, this tells the Gemara, but after the Zman of Tichla Regem and Ashuk, after the first half an hour, there's no more Zman to light the Ner Chanukah. Hey, the pshat from this half an hour is that if you could only light this half an hour. So if you didn't light the beginning, chop around the light. Is the lo yadlik madlik. That's one teretz. Rinami, another teretz is no. Not that you could only light this time, and not that it has to be lit this whole time. No, inami lishuroi. The mitzvah matchila, how much oil do you have to put in the ner, that how long it should be able to light. It has to be able to light this amount of time for half an hour. Sabi matchila, you made hadloka on enough shemen that minastam could have been lit for half an hour, you mekayim the mitzvah hadloka. Later if it goes out, we hold ain't zokkla, you don't have to light it again. So trashi lishiyuroi, shehei bo shemen, it's the mitzvah how much shemen you have to use in your menorah. Kishir hazeh, we'll see later, we pass not loko is the mitzvah. Bishas, you light the menorah, that's when you become the mitzvah. No, what's the mitzvah had loko? You have to light a candle that has enough shemen there that metchila, it's only to light for half an hour. Then if you light it, you become the mitzvah. If it goes out afterwards, you don't have to light it again. See, there are two truths in the Gemara. The Natar has to say the bilit. So the first teretz is the first half an hour, that's the shear when you're allowed to light the menorah. The second teretz is no, you can even light the menorah later on in the night time. But you have to have that amount of shemen. So Tosis here, di lo yadlik madlik, aber mikan vielich after this first half an hour, over asman, it's past the zman, you can't light the menorah anymore. So ima hari paris, if he paris says, the yesh lizur, the chur, I'll wait later. Hari Paris, the Yesh Lizza, you have to be careful. Ola Hadlik Balaila, you have to light the menorah right away at the night time, Miyad, right away. Shla Yacha Yosemidai, you shouldn't wait too much longer. Because according to this first terrace in the Gemara, after the first year, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah anymore. So Toysu Mikom Mokem Imichir, if you didn't make the first year for now, Yadlik Misofik, you should still light the menorah. To Mishani Shnu Yachrina, because there's another terrace in the Gemara. But the second terrace in the Gemara, whenever you light the menorah, you're Makayim the Mitzvah. The zman of half an hour is only a zman how much shear you have to have. Obuz of Tosfos Aloch is like this last teretz from Tosfos. Uluri nira ta'ata b'zman hazir. Ein lochish mosa yadlik. There's not such an inyan when to light the menorah to be marked but to light right away. Why? The onu ein lono hekera elav nei habayis. B'zman hazir in gol is the ikar pirsum anet is not for the b'nei chutz. It's not for the people outside anyway. Because we have goyim walking outside. So where's the ikar pirsum anes b'zman hazir? For the b'nei habayis, the people inside. Sherei madlikim efnim, we light inside anyway. So Mela, since the people inside is up, so kol zman, the people are up inside the house, that's still a zman to light the menorah. So the halacha is brought down, avada metchila, there's still an inyan to light, right away, shki, either shki or tzitzik chavim. Just for the evidence, if you can't light them, you're busy, whenever you come home and people are still up in your house, well, yaitza, like twice a sheet here, if a zman is there, you could light, and even make a brocha then. Right. Acha tichla regum and ashuk. So when's the zman, how long it has to light, or the amount of shemen you have to have, till people stop walking. The yad kama, how long is that? Omar Rabba Bar Bachon and Rabbi Yechanan, adekal yorigla de tamudoi, till these people stop walking in the street. Drashi. Rigla de tamudoi, shame umma, name of the people. Malakte yetzim dakim, these are people that collect small twigs. Or misakfim beshug, they're the last ones to walk in the streets. Achalichim b'nei ashukla b'tayim, to all the people home already. Bishach ha-sheikha. U'mavirim b'batayim or, and then they light the fire in the house. U'gashetzrichim li'etzim yoitzim v'kainim mehem. People that need go home, and they see it's dark in the house, they don't have any wood, they don't have electricity then, you gotta go outside again and buy some twigs to make fire in the house. So kids, so these are the last people that are still walking in the streets. So usually the shear is a half an hour. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Mitzvah Chanukah. What's called the Mitzvah Chanukah? Mi'ikar Adin is Ner. Supposed to light a Ner. Ish, the one person has to light it. Ubeisoi, for his whole house, one person lights for the whole house. That's the Ikka mitzvah. Trashi ner ishu beisoi. Ner echad b'cholayla. You have to have just one candle every single night of Hanukkah. The ish and one person. V'chol b'nei beisoi sagalu b'ner echad. The whole bayis is enough with one ner. That's the Ikka din. And the Ikka mitzvah Hanukkah is the Rabbanu l'kevei and every single bayis should have tesumanisa. You should be mepras in the net. By lighting one ner in the whole bayis, that's the way you mepras in the net of Hanukkah. Mahadrin, what do people do that are mahadrin the mitzvah? They want to do the mitzvah's pirsum nes zuchidur is ner l'chol echad v'yechud. To let everybody in the house, everybody light another ner. Mikra din the noshim are also mechuyev to light ner Hanukkah. Only an isha is poter because ishtek gufoy. But really the girls are also supposed to. There's a shayla why does man say the minigir the girls don't light. Hinnach Sam Seifer says the minigir stands about mikra din they used to light outside. And mikra din noshim kol kvoy de basamela pnima. That kvoy de venisha to do things inside the house. Therefore the minigir was they don't light. Mikra din though, mahadrin is ner l'chol echad v'yechad. Everybody in the house lights a ner. Or mahadrin min a mahadrin. What's the mahadrin min a mahadrin? Beishamai oimrim yoim rishon madlik shmeina. Beishamai shitrin the first day light eight ners. Mikan v'yelech poiches v'yelech. Then every day of Hanukkah you go one less. 7, 6, 5. Who beisil oimrim alochu is like beisilil yoim rishon madlik achas. The first night you only light one candle. Mikan v'yelech every day of Hanukkah moisav v'yelech. Yet another candle every single day. Trashi. Umahadrin acha mitzvahs. People who want to do the mitzvah behidur oisin ner echad b'chol laila l'chol echad dechem b'nei abayis. Let every member of the house light one ner every night of Hanukkah. And then the mahadrin minahadrin is that you light eight candles or else like vesilum 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Taisa Shita is that mahadrin and mahadrin goes back to the first shita that one balabos lights for the whole house and the one balabos now the first night lights one, the second night lights two. That's Taisa Shita. Osla Locha, we don't hold that Taisa Shita. We do like the Rambam Shita. We hold that the Mahadrim, when the Mahadrim is going back on the second Shita, that there's one Mahadrim, is, everybody in the house lights. And Mahadrim, Mahadrim is, if everybody lights, also the second day you light two, the third day three, the fourth, fourth. That's what we do. Everybody that lights, every night lights one more. So the Gemara, what's this Machlokes Beisham and Beisilu? Whether you start off with eight or end off with eight? Omar Ula Pligibo Treya Meroy Vimarova. Two Meroy 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 Zvida. Chada Matay Meroy 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 It's connected the days that are going to come in. You're going to have 8 days of Hanukkah. You start off with eight. But time of the Vesilu, connected Yaman HaYaitzim. But the days that left. How many days left? The first day, only one day left. So you only write one the first day. Still needs a Hezbo. What's the story? So Bechada Matay Meroy 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 connected Por Yachag. You go both to the Purim of the Chag, the Kabbonis they brought on Sukkis, that the first day they brought the most, and every day they went downwards, one less. So Beis Shammai holds that near Chanukah Zayma to the Kabbonis they brought on Chag HaSukkis. For time of the Beis Hillel, the Milem Bakodesh Reimer Ridim, small Mestarva, you have to go up, and not down. So now you start 1, 2, 3, and not go downwards. Omer Rav Barachon, Omer V'yichlin, Shnei Zekeinim Oye B'tzidon, Echad Osake Beis Shammai, V'yechad Osake Dibbe Beis Hillel. Zen Doisen Tam Ledvorov, one explained his Tam, like Beshamai, Keneged Pori Yachag, just like by Sukkis, the first day they brought the most Kabonis, they brought 70 Kabonis, so the first day was 14, then it went down. Zen Doisen Tam Ledvorov, the Mailim Akredish Rema Reedin, like Vasili, you have to go upwards and not downwards. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Chafala from a base holding. Yeah, Tana Rabon near the bottom. Tana Rabon. Near Hanukkah is mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisam ibachutz. It's mikiradin in the Gemara when the ikar pirsum hanes was to show the neiros outside in the street. So you're supposed to light the menorah out of the Pesach beisoy in the front entrance of the yedua mibachutz outside. So the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what does mibachutz mean? Rashi says mibachutz mishum pesum and isa to mafarsim the nes of a vulei b'rishus harabim, not mamish in the middle of the street b'rishus harabim. Ela b'chatzera, you should put it though in your chotzer, in your front yard. Shebotayim hoyepsuchim chotzer, because the house used to open up into a chotzer, and from the chotzer you went out to the b'rishus harabim. So you should put the menorah in the chotzer itself. Tosis learns, no, Tosis learns, a Pesach beisa marid leke chotzer, el abayis oimit samach l'shus rabin, avle miyesham chotzer l'fnei habayis mitzlo nicha, a Pesach chotzer. But Tosis always learns, you have to put the menorah near your bayis, near your Pesach. Because if you're going to put it tam in the chotzer, near the Pesach of the chotzer, people don't know it's from your house. So Tosis learns it always has to be right near your front door. Rashi is mashma, no, if you have a chotzer, you have to put it in the Pesach of the chotzer. And Aloch is like Rashi Shita. The Bizman HaGmar, when they used to light outside, they would light it not by the front door, but if they had a front yard in front, they would put it in by the front gate, opening to the street, that's where they put the menorah, like Rashi says. They put it like the entrance to the chotzer, because the chotzer used to open up, the houses used to open up to the chotzer. So tomorrow, let's say somebody lived upstairs, and there was no entrance to the chotzer from the upstairs, is manicha b'chaloyin hasmuch l'shus rabim. Then it was enough to put it near the window facing the shus rabim. That's also called pirsum anes. Obashas ha-sakona, when the goyim gave an ownership, you lit menorahs in your house, it was a sakona to let it be seen outside, then the lochriz manicha al-shukhana v'diyoy. You could be yotze with the mitzvah chanukah, lighting it inside. There's a kind of mitzvah with pirsum anes from b'nei beisoy, inside the house. Trashu mo'yadar b'aliyah. Shein loy mokim b'chatzer u'lanichashom. There's no mokim in your chotzer. You don't own the chotzer. You go into the backyard, upstairs, to the upper upstairs. Is then manicha mi b'fnim k'neged chaloyin asmuch l'shus rabim. If you have a window, though, facing l'shus rabim, it's a mitzvah to put it near the window, so chotzer the people can see it. Hasakona, shoyer lehem l'pasoyim choyk b'yoy meidim. The pasoyim, the goyim, had a choyk, a law, that b'yoy meidim are the days of their Yom Tovim, Shlo Yaviro Ner El Bebeis Avoy Dezorah Shlehem. Nobody's allowed a light in there, only Bebeis Avoy Dezorah. So Mashma then also, Chanukah used to come out with the Goyish Yom Tovim then, like we have today, the Chanukah and the Goyish Zashkin, so it was a Sakona to light the menorah. Because they're mean to be Gittin. Therefore, Chazar will not mechayiv you to light it outside to be in a Sakona, so you're allowed to light it inside your house. Ratzai says the Bizman is there, also we live amongst Goyim, that the Ikka Pirsum Nes is for the B'nai Beisai inside your house. Now if you could light it near a window, it's a mitzvah also to do like both. The people inside the house should see it, and it should also be near a window, people outside could see it also. Ravad the Ikka Bizman is there is the B'nai Beisai. Once the Shalai one says that, let's say your wife is not home, you could light the menorah and your wife could be Yotzi with you. Let's say you want to light on time, you want to light Shkia time, and your wife is first going to come home an hour later. Is it kedai to wait for your wife, or to light now Shkia time and let your wife be yotze with you even though she's not home? And they told me it's better to wait for your wife, because Bizman Hazeh, the Ikra Pirsum Anes, is the B'nai Beisoy. So if your wife, your children are going to be home in another hour, it's kedai to wait and light until they come home. Because that's the Ikra Pirsum Anes. Just we try and do both in one shot. Agav, we also light near the window that people outside can see it, but Avada still the Ikra is the people inside. Omar Rav, Sorech Ner Acheres Lishtamish L'Yoyre. It's about to be passing before, it's Osir Lishtamish L'Or. You can't have Hanor from the Ner of Chanukah, so you have to have a Shamish there, another Ner Achutz from the Ner Chanukah. He's Sorech Ner Acheres Lishtamish L'Or. In order to have Hanor from the Ner, not to have the Hanor from the Ner Chanukah, have another Ner or Shamish. So Rashi Ner Acheres, Lasoit Hekel Adover. So Rashi Shittur is, the Pshat from the Shamish is, not that you should be able to have Hanor enjoy the light, but even if you don't want to enjoy the light, but it should be a heker that you're doing the Shem Mitzvah. Like as Manha Gemara, the Ika light used to have in the house was from a candle also. So if people light the menorah inside the house, on the table, people won't know you're doing the Shem Mitzvah. It'll be nickel like you're doing because you want light in the room. So then you have to have a Shamish that the Shamish is for the purpose of having Hanor. How come you have another menorah there? That's the Shem Mitzvah. So Rashi says, Lassas Heker L'Dover. You should have a Shamash that there should be a Heker. That the Shamash is for the Oiron. And the Menorah is to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So the more of a Yika Madura, let's say you have a Madura in the house, that means a big fire, where the Ika light is coming from the Madura, then Leitzarach, then you don't need another Shamash. Because it's Nika Klaw, the light you're enjoying is from the Madura. How come you're lighting a Menorah to Mekayim the Mitzvah? So then you don't need a Heker. So the more of a Yodim Choshevu. But if this person is not Adam Choshev, that means that he does not use the light of a Madura, it doesn't pass for him, it's too big the light, then Afagav Dika Madura Tzarech Ner Acheres. Since he himself never uses the big light, it only passed for him to have a special light for himself. Then if he only has the menorah in front of him, people will think the menorah is for his light. They won't know it's for the mitzvah. So therefore he also has to have a shamash there. Trashivik in Madura, Aish, a big fire, Litzarach Nerachheris, Lefisha Mishtamish or Hamadura. What light do you use from the Madura, from the big fire? Vyesha Kerua, then everybody knows Shaner Sha Mitzvahi. How come you're also lighting your menorah? That's L'shem Mitzvah. V'yodim Choshev u'sheinu rogu l'shtamish l'or ha-madura, another Choshev doesn't have a big fire, he only uses a nice small fire, then tzorach ner acheris. D'lo l'hevi heker, because if he doesn't have a special ner, a shamish, people will think the menorah is for his own purpose, his own use, so that wouldn't be the mitzvah of Kisum Anisa. So the Gemara famous b'raisa, my Chanukah. What is Chanukah? So Rashi learns my Chanukah means al eitz neis kavu. On what neis was the kaveya of the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Not what is Chanukah, but just what was the neis that the kaveya to Chanukah for? The Indian of lighting the menorah. The Tana Rabbanim. V'chosei b'chisle, the 25th day of Kislev, Yom of the Chanukah. This is the day the Chanukah starts. Timne Inun. There are 8 days. You're not allowed to say a hesped. If somebody's meisten, you're not supposed to say a hesped. You're not allowed to fast during the 8 days of Chanukah. Why? When the Yevonim came into the Beis Hamikdash, timu kol hashmanim. They were metama all the shmanim. Shebeichel in the Beis Hamikdash. Ugeshegobru malchus beis chashmenoi, and then later the malchus beis chashmenoi. The nitzchum, they fought the mechama and they beat them up. Even though they were smaller amount and they were weaker people, still the tremendous ness of the Mechama. After the Mechama, Bodku, then they looked in the Heichel, in the Beis Hamikdash, to look for Shemin, that they wanted to light the menorah. For Leimotzu, they only found El Apach Echon, one small jug, Shel Shemin, of oil. Because it wasn't Tomei from the Yevonim, because they didn't touch it, because what was the Raya? That there was still the Chosim, the seal from the Kohen Godel. Really, this mount of shemen was only enough to light for one night. Is nasa b'neis, a neis happened, v'edlikim amenu shmeinu yomim. That this one pach shal shemen lasted 8 days. So the shaila, why do they have to wait 8 days for them? So the Rishonim speak out, because they take 8 days to make new shemen, to make shemen Torah. All the shemen around was all tummy. So in order to make new shemen, it took 8 days. So they had to wait 8 days until they get a new load of shemen. So the nest was that this little pach they found lasted 8 days. So the Gemara Lashon Acheres, the next year first, came again the same time of Chanukah the next year, came Chofei B'Kislev, is Kovum Chazal V'Kaveya, V'Yosim Yom Tovim, they made Chanukah Yom Tov, what? Not for Issa Melocha, you can't do Melocha on Chanukah, they just made it for Halo V'Ador. That is called a Yom Tov to say Halo to say Ador, say Halo Nisim to say Halo. Since it still had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol, it was nikkur that the goyim didn't touch it yet, so it wasn't tummy. Not that it's also to do melocha on Chanukah, it wasn't kaveya elo likres halav loy malanisim baydor. It was only to give shiras vishes bochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem saved us from the nisim, so we came out halav baydor. Alright, there's our Chanukah Torah. We leave it all the drasha, the dashing about this. What's up with the book? This nest, how come they didn't pick the nest of the Mechama, which was a bigger nest that the Merubim, the Admatim, Tumeim, Yatarim, Meshurim, Yatzadikim, that was a small amount, beat up a lot of people. So Mepharshim say, because the Ikin nest, the Shod was Shalop, it was Shaloi, Apiderach Ateva, this lab was from this nest of the Shemin. Hey, the nest of the Mechama, the more you could talk it into yourself, that was Apiderach Ateva, they won the Mechama. But this nest, that one path lasted 8 days, that was Zichr Shalok Derech HaTeva. That was Megal, that the both Nisim was Shalok Derech HaTeva. Also interesting, why it says, Lashana Habo, the next year, Lashana Cheres Kavum, that's when Chazal was Kaveri the Yontif. How come they weren't Kaveri the Yontif right away? Right after the nest, they should have been Kaveri the Yontif. So also Mepharshim, Siddish Mepharshim say at least, that the Vat is, every Yontif we have, is not just the nest happened at that time. It's a din in the day. This year comes Chof Hei B'Kislev, it's a Bazundur Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim, there's a special Zman HaGvura, and it comes Pesach this year, it's a Bazundur Zman HaKheris, it comes Shavuos, every Yom Tov has the Koyach Zman, that every single year, that Koyach is in the year. So Pshat, in order for Chazal to be covered for Yom Tov, they wanted to make sure that it's in the Zman, that next year will also feel the same Gvura. So the first, right after the nest, Chazal didn't know if Chanukah, this nest, will be Hiladurus, and every single year will feel the Kayach of the nest. They came the next year, and Chazal says they felt that the Mazundur is man now for Nisim, so next year they were Kaveir at Lederis, that every year at Chofei Bekislev we have Hanukkah. So the Mar Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah says in Babakamo, Gates Hayotze Metachas Apatish. The blacksmith that's banging on the metal, sparks come out. The Yotzev Hezek, while he's banging, sparks come out to make a fire outside. He's Chayiv, he's the Baal Eish, he created this Eish. He's Chayiv as the Mazik Eish. Gomel Shetoin Pishtin. Outside was a big camel carrying a lot of flax. V'uayver B'shus Rabbi. He was walking B'shus Rabbi, he's allowed to walk there. V'nichnaso Pishton L'toich HaChnus. And since he bundled up the camel with so much Pishtin, so much flax, it went into the chanus, it went into the window. The dolka v'neira shachenveni. It's inside the chanus, inside the store. The storekeeper had a nair burning there. He's allowed to have a nair in his own store. And this big camel, the overflowing flax, came inside the store and caught fire. V'hidlik esah beirin, and it burnt up the whole store. Is who's chayiv in such a case? So at the mishnah, the balagomel chayiv. The balagomel is chayiv. He's the mazik. Because since he had so much flax on his camel that went into the store and caught fire there, it's your shuldik for it, so you're chayiv. Haniya chenveni es nerum bachutz. What about now, if the chenveni, the storekeeper, put his ner outside of Bishus Rabin, and then a camel was walking past with flax, and the flax caught fire, then chenveni chayiv. Because who asked, who gave you a right to put your ner outside Bishus Rabin? You know people walk there, the camel has a right to walk there, so you're shuldik, you're chayiv putting your ner there. If you do aimer though, b'ner Chanukah. Let's just talk about the 8 days of Chanukah. That the chenveni takes his ner outside his menorah to light the menorah outside, and now while it's lit outside, the big camel comes along with all the flax and caught and catches fire. Who's chayiv? So the Gemara potter. In such a case, the Baal chenveni is potter. Why about he's doing it for shus chachomim? It's mitzvahs ner Chanukah. The chom potted you. Omer Ravina from here at Saraya Zois Semeris that ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicha b'teich hasorah. So Shala, how high you're allowed to put the Ner Chanukah? That the mitzvah is to keep it within the first 10 tefachim off the ground. Hey, that's when people look and they see it claw. So the Ner should be at a nice low level. Then it's good that here he put his Ner outside and the camel's flax caught fire because he had a right to put it there. But if you say no, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Putting it higher, we'll soon see, as long as it's not 20 yamas high. Let it be 18 yamas high, you can still do the mitzvah. And that's a lechitchil awesome to put in there 18 yamas high. Or the zoi, leimen lehoi lecholaniach lamala migomel v'reichvoy. Why do we say you're potter by putting your menorah outside? If the camel's flax caught on fire, why don't we say you're shuldig, you're a pasheya? Ah, you want to put your menorah outside? Isn't it? But put it 18 amas high. Put it so high that nobody will pass by and get stuck with it. So, without we see your potter, it's a raya, you know, that the ikka mitzvah it should be very low. It should be within 10 amas, the 10th fachim off the ground. So the Gemara, no, maybe there's no raya. Maybe really you could be mekayim the mitzvah even 18 amas high also. There's no mitzvah matchila has to be low. I why you put here the duma I mitzvah cholei tuva oslam nuyim mitzvah. The pshat is Chazal was not matriach you to put the menorah very high up. True, maybe you could do it and you'd be mekayim the mitzvah high just as much as the mekayim the mitzvah low. Now why is the chenveni potter then? Let's be matriach the chenveni he bedavka has to put his menorah outside high up. The Teretz is Chazal didn't want to be matriach you because if we be matriach you too much, we're afraid you stop doing the mitzvah. Therefore, Chazal let you put it outside wherever you want. So you put it b'shus mitzvah, you put it outside mazik. But the locha is mitchili is supposed to put it there within 10 tefachim off the ground. Only if you want to put it near a window that people outside should see it. So 10 tefachim off the ground is mamish come out like 40 inches off the floor. So if your window is a little higher up, you have a hetter to put the menorah a little higher up because they people outside to see it. But if you're only lighting it for inside, yeah, it's mitchila, it should be within the first 10 amas. 10 tefachim off the ground. Ravad, it's only metchila. If you put it higher, you still yaitse the mitzvah. Omer Rav Kana, Doresh Rav Nosin Bar Menyumi Mishmei the Rebbe Tanchum. Ner Shochanek.